This is Drop Tent Media Network.
Hi, I'm Albert Davis, and I'm a solo staker on the Ethereum blockchain.
And I'm Tommy Harrell, and I'm a solo staker.
Both Tommy and I are crypto enthusiasts, navigating the world of Ethereum solo staking. We're not experts, but we're on a journey to learn more. So join us as we explore, learn, and stake our claim in the Ethereum network. Welcome to the Lone Stakers Podcast.
Hi, hello, welcome, Call the Boss, Neil Wood, Adam Nutter.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling, it's a flesh body world. Human. Sir, slimy reptilian.
Uh-oh, what's going on? Here we go, starting off. Yeah, what's going on? Adam, how are you? My co-host over there. This is
good.
Wood.
Adam, good, buddy.
You look
what's
good.
Going on?
I got most of your hat in there. Your hat is just most of your screen.
It's Halloween. I know my camera, the new camera angle is not great, but I look fucking good on this camera, though. This camera is fucking clean.
Whatever makes you feel better, bud. So thanks, we got a great guest for everybody today.
Yeah.
Dude, I look like I'm on an Android right now.
Yeah, dude. You really do. You look like a fucking, looks like you're like hologramming in from like an alien spaceship, and you're like, hey, guys, what's up?
It's just my lighting. I should have got a lighter. A better lighting.
Take this as an Android user. Fuck you.
Well, you're trash. And I say it all the time.
Sorry to burst your green bubble.
That's all you guys have. That's it. Remember that when you're paying more money for bullshit nonsense that you are absolutely paying for, just like, green bubble. That's
it. Listen, you know what it is? iPhones are like for I'm retarded. It's simple. Wow. It's like user friendly. And like with Androids, it's just like I get lost with them.
It's a bunch of fucking nerds who think they're better than us. And they're like, I can look at my screen too. Shut up, fucking nerd.
I will say.
iPhone got it now. iPhone got the dual screen now.
Yeah, that's right, bitch.
Yeah, I will say.
It took like 10 years though.
Yeah, Google, 10 years ago.
That's what everyone from iPhone is going over to. Anyway, for people out there, just check out the Google phone because you use Google constantly. The whole phone just operates like that. So. It's done. So I kind of love. I was like, I knew it was going to be better. So anyway, yeah. So fuck you. Yeah, that's right. I'm owned by a corporate overlord. Who gives a shit?
So are we.
Yeah, we don't make a single dollar off of this shit, and we're just like arguing.
And Google, what do we get? Right, they're benefiting somebody. I know it. Google? I know in my heart they are.
It's three dudes, and then one of them is Indian. I don't know.
See, look at that.
They're not trying to fight like Elon Musk or anything, or they're not trying to go to the moon or space.
I think Elon Musk, I think he claims space for himself.
Right,
he's the only billionaire allowed to go to space. I think they have to start going like inward to Earth, like inner Earth stuff. That's their
dude. You gotta stop by his house in the rocket and like check with him.
You gotta check in with me.
Talk about tolls.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's like you need the hood pass. He's got the hood pass for the moon and space.
He just sends goons through your house if you talk about going to space. He's like, what's this about going to space? And he just knocks over your fucking like lamp and shit.
Yeah.
Like, you still want to go to space?
He offers you protection. You don't take it. And all of a sudden you get robbed in space. Yeah. And he's the one who helps you get it back.
Yeah, you somehow.
Because it's his people that robbed you.
Your rocket ship somehow gets a flat tire. Like, how the fuck is this even possible? Like, you do things out here. Don't worry about it. Pay your fucking tolls.
NASA, I believe you didn't check the box for insurance. Unfortunately, none of that shit is our fucking problem.
NASA got firebombed by Elon Musk.
NASA's looking at the president like, you should have got the insurance, babe. I told you all the time, get the insurance. You never listen to me.
You're so cheap. Cheap.
Grab a little rocket on your way out. Go ahead. Get the fuck out of my face.
Get a pin.
Anyway, our guest for today from the On the Gate podcast, the great Gio Perez, everybody.
Yeah, I'm like three beers in right now.
No, it's the perfect amount of beers to be in for this podcast, dude. Don't worry.
This is all vodka.
Neil drinks booze. More. I'm high. I'm drinking a protein shake that's like 2 hours old. It's gross. I don't want to drink this anymore. I know. It's just like curded.
Well, that's technically fermented. So there you go. You've got
it. Is
kind of,
it is now for sure.
It is gross. Pretty nasty. Are you?
I just want to say that real quick brag. I hit a 3-foot 9-inch box jump today. Please clap.
You jumped us?
I jumped. Thank you.
You jumped up 3 feet.
3 feet, 9 inches on a box jump. And I have the video, if we want to doubt me, in slow motion.
Oh, so that's the one where you like stand in front of the box and then you like jump up from where you're at.
Yeah. Now, as a man who used to be an athlete and is now falling apart physically because everything's injured from the years of peak athleticism, right? Yeah. Don't shake your fucking head. This is my time. This is my time. Shut your fucking mouth. You had your time. You'll have your time to rebut this. Okay. Let me just say the thing. As someone who was a peak athlete at one time, so I played football for a very long time. I did MMA, no big deal. But you know, don't shake. You'll have your time. Anyway, my body's falling apart. I have like a fucking bulging disc in my neck. I have like a back injury. I have like a lower back injury. My knees are shot. Anyway, so the fact that I did a 3'36" going on 37 years old, the fact that I did a 3'9" box jump is pretty good. And you know, he's gonna be like all not impressed with it because he's a fucking cunt. But just know that's cool. That's kind of cool. Thank you for clapping, is my point. So thank you, Gio.
You're welcome.
Recurring guest.
It took me a second. It took me a second to figure out how high. I was trying to think of who's 3'9" tall.
Midgets are.
So I was just like, all right, I'm trying to see how
I could clear a dwarf. No problem, dude. No problem.
I was like, I was looking at my coffee table. I'm like, is this 3 feet high? I'm like, that's not that much.
Well, you're what? How tall? You're like my height,
right? I'm 6'7". Yeah.
Yeah, we're the same height. Like, we're 6 feet. Yeah. So, yeah. So, think of that. Think, like, just go to, like, your belly
button. So, it would be, like, half, right? That's half. A lot.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
That's pretty high to just jump up straight up. I used to jump higher when I was shorter, when I was younger. Because I used to play basketball, and I was just, like, always trying to, like, reach the rim. And I was just playing every single day. And then I finally got to the point where I can grab the rim, finally when I like, you know, I think like after high school, like once I got into high school, I didn't play. Like I think I probably tried out junior high, but I was in like, it was mostly black school. So there was no way I was going to
You were
the team.
In black.
I got cut.
No. Yeah.
There was one Dominican on the team, and because he was like 6'2" in high school, and that was the only reason. And everybody, the rest of the team was black. But yeah, once I stopped
from
playing,
half court.
Once I stopped playing, yeah, they have the little Fisher Price hoop. But they have, as soon as I stopped playing, and I wasn't like physical, like I can't jump for shit. Only physical is like running from the cops. And then after, like when I got away, I'm like having a heart attack, like my brain's swelling up from like no oxygen.
Yeah, my cardio is kind of shit. I don't really do too much cardio because I don't want to because it sucks. I hate running. And fucking this psychopath's doing like 2 days in his basement like he's fucking in prison.
P90X. Yeah, I could tell that you're ripped, dude. What do you do, like calisthenics or weights, or you do like a mix of everything?
It's a mix. Nah, you guys don't want to hear about my rock hard body.
he was about to get into it. He's like, yes,
we don't need to get into it. It's
asking about his fucking nipples.
Oh, here we go. Did you ask a grown man to ask me about my nipples, buddy?
Sure did. I'm fine with it.
You might need to chill.
I'm fine with it.
But no, hey. I guess congratulations is in need because, I mean, this is from the vertical jump norms right here for a male, anything over 28 inches, which would be if you did 3 feet, that's more. So, wow, look at that, buddy. That might be for children, but that's not mine.
Let me have that.
Oh, that's right. That's for like little children. Okay, so you did a certain percentage of that.
But did I do it? I did it though.
You're such a big boy. Yeah, you are.
Boom,
you're such
crushing
a big boy.
It.
Oh my gosh,
crushing it. I would love to see your fucking big tall ass do 38.9, whatever many inches that is.
I'm like a gazelle. I can leap over a fence in a single bound.
No, you can't.
Bound.
You're too tall. Your limbs are too gangly.
I know you think that, but it's all the stretching. That's what happens.
You stretch.
You forget the tall guys.
You stretch.
We're thin. We're narrow. We stretch. I'm like a gazelle, man. I can, I haven't
told
on all fours yet.
He's 6'5".
Holy shit.
Yeah, he's 6'5". It's annoying.
What's crazy because like sitting down like from this, from the can, you look 5'6".
Yeah.
Yeah.
From like where you're sitting at right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like both of us are up on the camera and you're like far behind. So I was just like,
It's a bummer.
Goddamn, 6'5". You're going to have fucked up knees in like 10 years.
Well, that's why. Well, this is the thing. I will say, though, this is why I think I'm in such good shape and doing the things I'm doing, because I'm trying to strengthen all that. But yeah, sure. Am I like a Greek god in some ways right now? Yeah, 100%. Guys, it happens.
Am I going to die from giantitis?
Agile, probably gonna die soon. You know, like all these things.
All that blood can't circulate all that body, so it doesn't go through the heart like it does for us.
My hands are cold right now.
Yeah, we might be pissed, dude. But we're only 6 feet. You know what I'm saying? We might be like, ah, we didn't hit the height genetic jackpot. But my heart feels good. Does your heart feel good? I'm sure it does. So you know, we got that going for us.
I just want to play basketball for fun. That's all, really. I mean, just getting off the
bro. Tell him what you did. Tell him what happened when you tried jiu-jitsu for the first time.
It's just big guys aren't meant to sit on our knees, dude. I didn't know, you know, like we were sitting on our knees for most of the day, and then at a certain point, yeah, it just didn't go well because I had a 200-pound guy or whatever, you know. Well, I had a 200-pound. He's two. Just Jesse Dram, I love you, buddy, but you're like 240.
200. He's like 240. Yeah.
But you know, and yeah, something. I the meniscus tear, whatever. It went. So I've been really just trying to get back to basketball. To be honest, I wanted to play it recently. I like brought my ball and everything. I was taking the dog anyway to like a thing. Oh man! And then they were running games. I was like, fuck, I'm not. I was just trying to shoot around. Like I wasn't trying to run a game. Because I'm not sure about the knee, but they saw me coming up. They're like, well, "What are you gonna do with your ball, dude?" I'm like, oh, "I'm shooting around, guys. Leave me alone. I can't do this. I can't play."
A bunch of Philly comics were playing like a lot of pickup games, and only like three of them are good. Like, you know, like Neil's one of them who was good, even if he wasn't tall. Like Neil can still play basketball, right? Brian Isley, another guy who's actually legit good. Like only a half, and most of them are just fat and out of shape and can't fucking run down the court or play basketball. So it was like three in shape dudes who knew what they were doing, just slamming on fucking a bunch of out of shape comics. It was wild. Just fucking shit pumping them. Like,
yeah, there's some nice guys. Like, we could put together a nice squad.
There's a handful of good comics in Philly who could play.
Yeah, even Gretchen, she's like what? She's like 6'1", I think.
She's tall. She
so,
is tall.
Yeah, something like that. But no, not anymore. It's I'm just trying to get back to maybe being able to. I'm gonna be the old guy with a knee brace on, rec league,
talking about the form,
and just be like, pass boys, bounce passes, everybody, dude, bounce white, passes,
white sweatbands,
crisp bounce pass,
rec specs,
yeah,
wrist.
I don't wear glasses anymore. Why am I wearing rec specs?
Because just in case your eyes get poked, that's why you're so cautious.
Albert up the street, he blew a cornea. Him and his wife argued about it. You have no idea. That's that'd be. But yeah, I'm going to be talking about forms and layups being crucial. Leave it hanging. You know what I mean?
The importance of setting a good pick.
No one's jumping. Like one's jumping.
He's like these new kids don't care about the fundamentals. The fundamentals.
The Jerry West days.
Nathan.
And you got all these LeBrons running around with their slam dunks.
Did you see that jump he just made recently?
No, I did see Steph Curry just absolutely embarrass Dylan Brooks, though.
Oh, yeah, not great. But he's, dude, I don't know. That jump was nuts. It's like he's 38 and going on 40, if not already 40, I believe. And he jumped midcourt off one leg block a pass. I think a pass. Yeah, it was a pass to KD. And we brought it up, and he's so far off the court line, midcourt off one leg. It's insane. And he blocked the pass. It's just, it's otherworldly in that way. It's, crazy.
Gio, were you a sports guy growing up?
Yankees. I watched Bulls games when Michael Jordan, in the 90s, when he was there. You know, I was on the hype. Besides that, it was just really Yankees. I go to Yankee games all the time. My family, my grandfather was a huge Yankee fan. Some of his kids are. The rest of them became Mets fans out of spite. They hate them. And it was either Mets or Boston. They were just anti-Yankee. They just didn't like the Yankees. Yeah.
It's such a bummer.
I know. But I grew up going to both. And then also, I got back at the basketball, and then once that referee came out talking about like
I was like,
yo, fuck this shit. It was like wrestling when that guy came out with the special about wrestling. I thought wrestling was real as a little kid. I never believed in Santa because I caught my mom wrapping gifts early on. Like she was in the bathroom, I walked in, so I was like, oh, there's no. Okay. And I lived in an apartment building. Yeah, I lived in a project. So I was like, I don't have a chimney. How the fuck?
Yeah.
So we never believed in him.
Santa, like, here's a gift. He's opened your project door and just throws him in. He slams it real quick on you.
Yeah, it's just a crackhead who worked at the mall breaking in.
He's like, don't look at me.
One of the nicer things done in a project bathroom. That's nice.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's super sweet.
Yeah, well, there's no fireplace, so.
Yeah.
or chimney.
But yeah, most of my friends walked into their parents doing heroin in the bathroom, so that. You know what I mean? I'm grateful for that.
Where am I
going to
put this meth lab? The kitchen's being used by the kids.
Yeah. We only have one bathroom. So
I'm gonna have to shoot up in the half bathroom.
we're not animals. You know what I mean? Come on. This is crazy.
Yeah. So that's how it was for me. I never believed in Santa, but when I found out wrestling was fake, I was heartbroken, man. Because I was just like, I believed in it. I was like, I thought it was a sport.
Now
it's just entertainment.
Yeah, dude, it's so like, dude, I'm 100% convinced every single sport these refs are like throwing for Vegas because first of all that Eagles Miami game, there's like three crucial plays by the Eagles, like blatant penalties against Miami, like towards Miami, and they didn't call them, and then you find out like the ref is like 30 minutes north of like the link. He's like an Eagles fan, like his lifelong Eagles. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
But the Tim Donahue shit, dude. There was one thing where one day when AI used to play, because AI was a psychopath, right? Allen Iverson would just like, you know, talk shit to like everybody, like the crowd, the refs,
first of
all,
Adam, there, dude. Are you making an accusation against somebody from Philadelphia right now? Like he's just as the ref. Like, is that something you want to do? I mean,
What's you saying?
You know, it's up to you if you want to do that kind of thing. I'll tell you what I do know is where you live. So, I'm not surprised. Anyway,
I was watching the thing with Tim Donahue talking about Allen Iverson one day just threatens a referee. Like, I'll fucking kill you. Like, you know, like, I'll fucking stab you. Like, the whole night, like, you know.
Regular so they were like, shit.
Yeah, typical Philly shit, typical AI Philly shit. So the refs were like, oh, we can't have that. So they decided to like police it themselves. So the next game, Tim Donahue and like two other dudes get together like, yo, every single time Allen Iverson dribbles, we're going to call him for the fucking carryover, which he always did, but no one ever called, right? Because like it's – so every single time it was like, boom. You know, foul, boom, foul, penalty, whatever. And then he finally walks over to he's like, hey, man. How much longer do you keep this up? Like, he knew what was up. Like, AI knew what was up. Like, he knew what they were doing. Like, you know, it's everyone's in on it. Like, everyone knows everyone's fucking around. Like, it's so odd.
Even
so
with, like, trades. Like, when you see that that movie Moneyball where they're like, they could fuck with the stats. How do you not know that, like, all right, we want this team to win, so we're going to make sure these players go over here. And then they do the trades and stuff. And it's just like certain teams are willing to get these people. You know, and because if you think about it, like these playoff games and championship games fuels the economy in those cities.
Yeah.
Like business wise, where they're getting extra baseball.
True.
It's going to sell out.
The small towns.
The money from it being on TV and all that shit. Like, and then, you know, the players get a bonus. Like, I feel like once it becomes a business and corporations get involved, it's over after
like
that.
I say this all the time. Like, Vegas is involved, and there's too much money at stake for, like, motherfuckers not to be like, yeah, I'll fucking throw this shit for fun. Like, I don't think players are doing it. Like, that's not what I say when, like, I think it's rigged. I don't say it's scripted. I mean it's rigged in the sense of, like, refs won't or will call penalties. I mean, again, the NBA is proven. That's, like, 100% court-proven. Like, Tim Down on record, the guy was arrested for it the whole nine, right? So, like, it happened. So why wouldn't it be happening in football, hockey, baseball, right? I mean, like, why? Soccer, it happens. Yeah. And that's – FIFA is, like, the most corrupt motherfucker fucking thing out there. so
you barely see sweeps now. Like with championships, they usually go to game six or seven now.
Yep.
Most
more
of the
money,
time,
more revenue, more ad revenue.
Yeah.
That's why the real sport I like to watch is T-ball.
T-ball, yeah. T-ball, you can't corrupt T-ball.
What?
It's the only reason I like to watch it. It's the only pure sport out there. I don't have kids. What? Yeah.
Like, sir, please stop showing up to these T-ball events.
It's pure.
Tim Donahue also said that they put one referee in every playoff game six to ensure it went to a game seven. He said that. Like, so you're right. That 100% is happening. Again, yeah. It's just...
I didn't even look too much into that. it's always the fans' fault, because if there were no fans, it would never got to where.
Obviously,
it was.
Right? Like, I know we get like people are like they make $30 million. Yeah, because we want them to. Like we as in the sense of like we're the idiots who like go to the pay for the games, like we like care about, we talk about how many people have jobs just because the NFL exists. So, but like
a lot.
Podcasters, sports talk guys, right? ESPN analysis. How many fucking jobs circulate around the NFL? Now, extrapolate that out to the NBA, the NHL, the MLB, the Major League Soccer. Everything has jobs circulating.
All of that could still be doing it without the high prices. Like, 100%. People could still get all of the same stuff. All the same content would be generated. The only difference there is that it's merch. Let's be honest. Once merch got involved,
that too.
Sports, once intellectual property rights and players were seen as just thing, it was all gone. Really, yes, the money should be based on your performance for the season, not based on like a speculation of your worth as a player. Really,
yeah, because you did great in college, and they're like, oh, he's gonna be great in the NBA, and they hype him up. Like, not to take anything away from LeBron. Not to take anything, like he definitely showed how great he was and how athletic. But if it wasn't for Kobe getting those accusations, he wouldn't have got that light later on. Because Kobe was the fit. When Jordan, Kobe was that guy. And as soon as the accusations started, well, you know, the whole the rape case and all that. Yeah,
the whole Denver thing.
Yeah, when that happened, NBA is like, we need somebody. We need a new face.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They like, we need a new face. Yeah. And then they get this kid fresh out of high school.
Who's like a phenom.
It's a Nike deal. Yeah, he's like a phenom. And when do you usually see that before? Where they get like this dude had this huge backing before he could even prove.
Yeah,
he could get a ring.
He was like one of the first. He was like the first real. Like Kobe was highly touted coming out of like high school and stuff. Like obviously, and you know, but none of those other guys were like Stoudemire. But no, Stoudemire got deals like later on. That's what I'm saying. Like, all these guys got deals later on. Yeah, he was like the first like young. Yeah, nobody would be like right. Yeah, right.
Nobody would care about somebody throwing powder in the air. You know what I mean? Like that wouldn't be a slow motion like cut screen on ESPN. Like, maybe later on, but not right out of high school where everybody's just, oh. Because, you know, and he seems like a clean-cut guy.
If you like this convo, I would urge you to check out our – because it's a shameful plug – our new basketball podcast, the High Q Basketball with Brian Eisley.
Not with us.
Raymond Bird. Only because their first episode was just like, who's the GOAT? And it was all the reasons why LeBron should be seen as the GOAT. Like, it's just stats bear it out. Now, they don't get into, I guess, him getting promotional deals and kind of that spotlight. That didn't come up in that episode. But they're like, from the get-go, getting a all-time player, like, you know, when you're coming into the league out of high school and like consistently getting that throughout your career, showing the amount of stats and points it's insane. Yeah. And that's why he should be seen as better or, you know, better than Jordan.
Yeah.
And he's going to
physically, physically better than Jordan, mentally not.
See, this is the claim.
I know.
The podcast deals with it because I actually agree that that's not true.
See, here's why, though. I think always think Jordan also played in the era, like they were, it was physically dominating in that era. Like Jordan, like if you watch like in The Last Dance, Jordan talks about when the Pistons beat the fuck out of him. Like, you know, Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas, they were physically beating him.
Like,
and then Jordan was like, I'm going to get jacked in the offseason. I'm going to come back and I'm going to fucking skull fuck you guys. And that's exactly what he did, right? He just got jacked. That was his solution for like, oh, I got it. But like LeBron never had to come up with an era of a guy like Bill Laimbeer being like, yo, come
everything.
Over the top.
Even if you got big nipples, it solves everything. Get jacked, guys. Get jacked.
It does. Get jacked. It does. But like,
LeBron never had flopping.
Yeah, floppy means a lot of things now.
Yeah. Yo, imagine LeBron back and like playing against the Pistons.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like he never
the whole time he would have been looking at the refs like this.
Right, what's going on? Because Bill Laimbeer would have been like, really? Like coming over the middle. Like it just wasn't going to happen. Like he wouldn't be able to do that.
Yeah,
true. But also, Jordan didn't go out and get a dream team. Like he just worked with who he had. He just had like Pippen happened to be a great player himself.
You
but like
watch this podcast. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know, but he didn't go out and get a dream team.
Same stuff. What they were a good team without Jordan, and they, Brian and them show that in the like they. I'm telling you, they bear out. These guys are. They're like
98
hey,
was
like,
their last year.
The Bulls were already good, and that's why I'm trying to like the Bulls were already good. Like, and they won games without Jordan. Like they were a very very accomplished team.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Slicing the game. Whereas now the inverse is true of LeBron, whereas he was given and went to multiple teams in which he was able to group them together. And also the biggest thing that they pointed out was just like he's a team player. He's gotten the most assists. So he's someone who can get on your team. He is a crusher. And then he also knows how to make the team work together towards a mutual goal. And if you have this trick, we're going to find that. We're going to use our entire team to beat you in that way. And that's why his stats are so much higher.
I always think like LeBron going out. And essentially him being the most dominant player in the NBA and then going to get two of his friends who are also the two dominant most players in the NBA. Like, you guys want to play on a team? It's like, of course it's going to mesh. It was like him, Dwayne Wade, and fucking Chris Bosh owning it. But now I'll give him credit when he went back to Cleveland and kind of won with nobody. I mean, you know, like essentially compared to the Miami years. Right. But Jordan did it too. So it's like, I don't know. Jordan did more, I think. I just always think Jordan's a more dominant player than...
Watch the pod, I'm telling you. Anyway.
Than LeBron.
I'm speaking my piece. Because I was in the same boat. I get you.
But and the one thing that makes Jordan the GOAT and not LeBron is Jordan did the Hitler mustache.
Oh, we forgot. I was wondering if
that's true. It's automatic power. It's just it elevates you to another level, you know.
With a huge baggy suit.
Yeah, it's like a court suit. Like he's going to court.
Mom jeans and a Hitler mustache. Yeah.
Sometimes you want to come in, you know, Playboy style. You know what I mean? Dripped in satin. A Hitler. And an inverse Hitler as well. That's what he did, right? He kept a goatee and then did a Hitler on top.
Yeah.
For a
he did the Hitler soul patch. He did the Hitler soul patch.
Hitler soul, which is the only time it's been claimed he had one. Which is nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think painter.
During his painting years, probably had it.
More of an asshole. If LeBron was more of an asshole like Jordan, he would have definitely have done more. But I feel like he wasn't built like Jordan.
Gio, we talked about this on this podcast before. Like, but I said multiple times, guys like Brady, Jordan, true goats. Like, you have to have a psychopath tendency in you. You can't be like a good dude and be that good at the game. Like again, I know Jordan. Like we all watched Last Dance. Jordan would just make shit up, write about things people said about him, and the guy's like, I didn't even do anything to you. He's like, shut up, I hate you. And so the guy's like, I'm sorry, I don't know what I did. But like Brady, even Brady's not wasn't like that. But like, I've heard Brady talk on podcasts before. He would be like, let's say we were playing like Oakland. He would go out all week and be like, yo, that corner they have out there is so good. You know, oh my God, I don't know if I could throw it that way. And he's like, behind closed doors, I'm like, that corner is fucking trash. I'm going to expose that motherfucker. I'm going to destroy that. And then he would go out there and just throw like four charges on that one corner and be like, yeah, I guess I was better than him this day. That's a psychopath thing to do. You know what I'm saying? It really is a psychopath. Like, it's two-faced. To be that good. No, by the way, I'm for it. I agree with it. I think you need it.
You love it.
I fucking love it.
That's the problem. That's what I think it's gonna bear out that this is why I think people have this divide, because it's the same argument, it's the same thing over. They just like the fucking attitude of Jordan. Yes. But here's the problem: when LeBron's numbers and stats showing him being far better. Just and stats that you can't change. Even if the game changed, it's like that man is putting up percentage wise so much.
You know,
higher.
But I think it can't because if you're scared to go over
higher, first of all,
if you're scared to drive to the net, you're not going to score as many easy layups as LeBron did. As again, Jordan had to go through the literal fire to drive to the net.
I know, but none of that matters.
LeBron's a Max.
Does. It definitely matters.
No, it doesn't. You can't play into the fact of the stats. You're just putting a physicality onto a game that has changed or whatever, but he's still coming off screens. He's just a little slower now because he's older.
Now, who has better stats in the finals?
Well, they break them up, right? So they break up the final. And LeBron does. He's got more stats. He has actually turned it on.
Does he have more MVPs? Who has more finals?
Again, we'll listen to the podcast. This is one of the arguments where I'm telling you, they just settle it in the podcast. And they're from two very intelligent
people.
No, Neil,
we want to hear you just word for word. Tell us the podcast.
Please, this is ridiculous. So I'm just saying, I'm telling you, listen to go high IQ basketball, Brian.
All right, let's do plugs. Anyway, we'll do fucking plugs.
Here's my plug. Brian Isley.
this has been a 20-minute plug.
I'm not trying to, but it's funny that it came up because a lot of people have the thoughts and they make the case. They're like, we love basketball. We're looking at it the same way you do.
I'm going to watch it after and take notes. I'm like, I need to learn.
Comment on those buttheads. Anyway.
Gio, brother Gio, bear. What you got coming up, and tell everybody about your podcast.
Follow me on Instagram, GioPerez86. Follow the podcast On The Gate. It's on every streaming platform. Subscribe to the Patreon. And if you guys are in New York City, November 11th, I will be at The Stand at 7 p.m. And November 12th at 7 p.m. also.
Boom. Awesome. You guys can fucking catch me at Adam Nutter on Twitter, on Instagram, Adam Nutter Comedy on TikTok. November 11th, I'll be up in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I'll be up there. Again, and all the Drop 10 stuff Neil and I have coming up, he'll hit that. LP convention in Georgia, January and Florida. Both January. So I'll be headlining those. And other shit. I just don't fucking remember it. I don't know. Neil's gonna fill those in for me. Just don't worry about it. Anything else, I'll yell out when I remember it. Neil, go ahead.
Yeah, gotcha. No problem. You can check me out at IamNeilWood.com. Go there for all my dates and details, or I am Neil Wood on all social media platforms. Check out all that stuff. So coming up, I got a couple of things. I'll be down in Cape May, New Jersey, November 10th. For a fun show. You can get information for that and follow it as it comes out at, again, I am Neil Wood on Instagram. I'll make sure I post it up there and on my website. Excuse me. And then coming up as well, we've got Myers Brewing Company, November. Let me start from the beginning. Sorry. New Jersey. We are coming back to you at Autumn Lake Winery coming up November 2nd. This week, it might have passed, so we already...
Passed.
Thank you.
Passed.
But coming up after that, November 16th, you can catch us there again.
Yes.
Autumn Lake Winery. All right. So buy those tickets now. It's you get a glass of wine already, you know, with the purchase of your tickets. It's a lot of fun. So come on out. We got a great lineup of comics for you. Myers Brewing Company, November 10th. Come on out for that one. Right in the city, Fishtown, Philadelphia, every second and fourth Friday. Come on out. We're going to have a bunch of fun. Get tickets to that show. You know, it's great. So 7:30, 9:30, come on out. $12, cheap. Grab them now, all right? And then, of course, if you're down in Jersey, I'm going to be there November 10th in Cape May, New Jersey, with a Boston Comedy Club show. So I'll be doing some hosting stuff there. So come on out for that. And then we've got so much more coming up. Go over to droptent.com/events for all the dates and details. November 3rd, we're in South Philadelphia with a show with Matt Hines. So come on out. We're doing a bunch of cool stuff. Of course, you can subscribe to this podcast over on Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. Jump on there. It's only $5. Get you a t-shirt, indoor Discord to watch MMA fights and movies, extra content we've done on the road, all kinds of cool stuff. It's in there. Plus the gauntlet as well. So there's tons of stuff in there for you. $5 a month. Making it simple. Thank you. And boom, there's a little shot of it for you. Oh, look at it, you beautiful bitches. Join up. We appreciate all of our Patreon members right now. Thank you so much. You keep the lights on. You keep us happy and going forward. So thanks to everybody. And, of course, go over to the store if you want to purchase some merch. Just get a little merch going on. Remember when I said the whole merch thing about, you know, sports? Don't worry about that fucking nonsense. We have merch. We're small. and we need your fucking support. So fuck yeah. you.
Don't be fucking don't like call, hold us to what we say.
There's
ever.
A giant difference in competitive prices. It's not $50 based on the brand. You know what I mean? These are shirts, they're normal prices, and they help us keep the lights on. So we appreciate it. You can support the network or our podcast. We appreciate either one. The network does as well. Lots of changes, lots of cool stuff coming up. Check out the new podcasts that are coming up. Late Bloomers, High IQ Basketball, it's already out. The Lone Stakers, My Undocumented Ass, all that kind of stuff. Subscribe on YouTube, of course, for us, and on Odyssey and Rumble and all the shit, of course. But yeah, check out all the podcasts that are coming up on the network. Lots of good stuff, and we appreciate it. Subscribe to the news.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
This shit.
All do it. Do it.
Appreciate it.
Well, do it or I'll kill myself.
All right. Yeah, really.
No, I'm too vain, and I'm afraid to die. We all know that. That was clearly.
We know that. That's
No, I'm afraid of dying. What's up?
Now that you said, you got me thinking. I'm like, the merch is really the four horsemen of something, right? Because you see, comedy. Once you got merch into it, it got a little weird. Music. Once they started counting merch as in with album sales and all that shit,
right,
changed the game.
Sports.
It's just like. Yeah, sports, same thing. Sports.
What's the fourth one? We gotta figure out the fourth one.
No, I meant it's the four horsemen. Like whenever merch comes into an art form or something, like, oh, I'm promoting merch.
That's what you're saying.
It's the end.
Yeah,
The intellectual property problem, right? It's kind of like, I mean, it could be merch, but like again, I made the association, but like. It is very different. I mean, the merch isn't up-priced for the fucking sake of it being up-priced, you know, or whatever. But really, it's just about the intellectual property. Like, can another company take what you made? Can they buy it from you, just the idea of it, and then make something from it? And that's where it gets dangerous, I think.
Yeah.
That's where it starts to be like, well, we can just put this on anything. And then how was that made? Like, you know, or what does that cause? Yeah.
Yeah, IP is stupid and gay. That's what I say.
There's a loophole to that, though.
That's the other co-owner of the network we're currently on and his business take. Man, the conversation after this is going to be fun. So, it's a small business conversation. It's not a big deal. Clearly, he is ready for it and understands the gravity of our small business. Gio, any help from your end would be greatly appreciated. Hey,
what? I'm sorry. Is me calling it IP faking gay not poignant enough for you guys? I thought that was pretty poignant. I thought you nailed it.
Adam was just on a podcast with me a couple weeks ago where I was saying something on a podcast, came back, and you want to hear the follow-up to that? So we recorded an episode after that, but we recorded it somewhere else.
Got it.
Wait, you want to fill Neil in? You want to fill? You, I mean, can we?
Oh,
talk about,
all right, yeah. Because
he doesn't know. So Gio and I were on Rap, Realist Podcast with Gomez together. That's how we met, actually, Gio and I. Because, you know, I obviously knew you from just the comedy scene and, you know, doing comedy and stuff like that, but, like, we never officially met. So we met, we fucking, you know, we were talking, obviously, now we're here. So I happen to know about the little bit of drama beforehand. So I knew you guys were talking about, but Neil has no idea. So if you want to fill Neil and our audience in who might not, I'm sure everyone who watches Rap of Skanks watches the show. So yeah. It's like, you know, or you know, I'm sure that they watch that and this, you know what I'm saying? Like for sure. Yeah. So I'm sure they know, but if they don't, go ahead.
Yeah. So, there was this whole thing, at Gas Digital where it was like an argument between, my co-host and another
we know Dylan. No, host. Neil knows Dylan.
Oh, you know Dylan.
Yeah,
all right.
We know Dylan. Yeah. No.
So it was Dylan and Derek that had an argument, and like a couple days later, we get this email where they're changing the rental fees on the studio. So my first assumption was it was because of the fight or the argument.
Yeah.
And
it's such a street. It's such a street mentality too.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Well, that's
I'm the same way. Dude. I'm the same way.
That's street, but that's also like fucking like business petty. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, it's everything.
Becoming business petty.
Yes, just being
like, I don't like the 100%. Fucking way he responded, and I'm gonna change his membership thing.
that's because my dumb Italian brain from Staten Island goes like, "What was he fucking?" Was he trying to get one over on me now? Is he fucking mad at me? Like, I'm the same fucking way, dude. Exactly. So I get it. So go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the paranoia hit in. And we asked other people, yo, did you guys get the letter? Like, yeah, we got it too. So it was like, all right, it wasn't that.
Right.
But we went on the podcast and still joked around that it was that, but we didn't clear it up that it was a joke until later on in the episode. Mm-hmm. We just got sidetracked. And people took that and ran with it and just posted it on Facebook.
Reddit.
People were tweeting Lewis. There was a Reddit.
It's a whole Reddit thing I was reading.
Yeah. And then Lewis. And then the whole time they're just shitting on Lewis. They're going at, they're like, he did. But they're bringing up the Bobby situation.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And so Lewis messages me the next morning. He's like, who said you can't use the studio? And I was like, yo, we never said that. We never said that was never said in the thing. And then we call, we talk, and I was like, yo, it was just a joke. We're fucking around. He's like, yeah, you guys can use the studio. Everything's all good. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just call. Don't assume anything. Call next time. And but the thing was, we got the email like an hour before we were about to record. So it wasn't like we had time to figure out what was going on. And still we knew it wasn't because of that. And but they blew up because they thought we got kicked off the studio because of Dylan. And everybody hates Dylan. So
everybody does hate
him. There's so much shit.
So much. Like, listen, and I'm boys like with Dylan. I like the, Dylan. But I feel Dylan. He gets so much shit online.
It's a lot, yeah. And then we just gave him another reason.
No, I get it. I love Dylan, but I do.
I'm not
get
agreeing
it.
With it.
I get it.
Yeah. As someone who's been called a better looking him, I think was.
Oh, damn.
Which was like, guys, you don't need to point that out. That's fucking brutal. Like, that's
shit.
Yeah,
I got to look insane. At you now.
I different hair, a little longer. You know, he's sporting a different cut now. I'm happy that the association's gone, if so. So, no.
Probably like the body shape.
We're tall. Like, yeah, we're both tall. Taller. Anytime two tall white dudes get next to each other, it's just carte blanche to be like, you guys look the same. Yeah. Like, I get it. But anyway, yeah. I got you. I get the situation. So, that's tough.
Yeah, so that shit happens, and he's like, we cleared away. Then we go to call, and we're like, hey, you know, can we record? And it was kind of like, it didn't seem like we were one day. I don't want to say too much of the details, but it seemed like we weren't there. Not from Lewis. It wasn't from Lewis, but it just seemed like we weren't, you know, somebody didn't want us there. Sure. And so we didn't record there that the next week. We just went to a friend's house because we thought, oh, it's over. Nobody else who got that agreement recorded there since. So we thought it's over. We go record the episode and I tell my co-host, I was like, let's not talk about it. Let's not bring it up because we already know there's people snitching. So Derek decides to open up the episode with that Ice Cube song that Legion of Skanks sampled. We start off with that, and I'm riding with it. I'm like, yeah, fuck it, let's go. But I'm like, we're not gonna talk shit about anybody. And Derek's like, yeah, you know, my co-defendant told me not to speak. Lewis made a tweet. I would just say that the truth lies in the middle. And I was just like, oh, why would you? You know what I mean? Like, why would you say that? But we go on an episode, but like the whole time we're like, yeah, thank you for everything. Like, you know, you let us record it for you free, blah, blah, blah. The next day, I wake up to a text from Lewis, call me ASAP. And then I remember just like, oh, it's because of the episode. So I'm like looking for my vape now. And I'm like, all right, I need my vape before I fucking get on the phone with this guy. And he texts me again, this long ass paragraph. I was like, oh, uh-oh. Shit.
That's never good.
Yeah. And he's like, yo, like, you guys are talking shit on the podcast. What the fuck? All I did is help you guys, and now you guys are fucking trashing me. So I'm like, what the fuck did I say? Because I don't remember anything. I don't even remember what I ate 3 hours ago, let alone what I said on the podcast. And I'm like, fuck, did I say something slick? And so I call him, and I'm talking to him, and he's just like going on. You know, like, hey, man, you know, make me feel. I'm like, damn, yo, I fucked up. And then he brings up, he's like, oh, you guys are being passive aggressive. You guys could call me. And then you're doing it from another studio. I kind of feel disrespected and all this shit. And I'm just trying to cool it off. I'm like, yo, Lewis, we're doing what all you guys do is go on podcasts and just talk about what's going on. Like, we're not like lying, making shit up. And Derek said it himself. He was just trying to be divisive when he said that. He was just fucking around.
Yeah.
And so he just blew, like it was the weirdest shit ever. Because I was just like, he just brought me on rap, tells me to chill out, and then we record another episode, yeah. And then it just I can't stay out of shit.
So, dude, I'm on Reddit. I fucking love Reddit.
And also, it's funny. Sorry, right before, because if anyone who knows Lewis and has stuck with those guys and watched the episode and knows early Lewis and understanding of his thing, I feel like he would immediately be like, "Nah, that's some shit I wouldn't do." Yeah. It doesn't make it okay. You know what I mean? That it happened. But like, I totally like coming from just a perspective, like, nah, it'd be some shit that I would 100% do.
Dude, on rap, he kind of was like, "Nah, I get it." I mean, he did kind of say that on rap, right? He was like, "He was like, it was a criminal mentality."
It's tough when like something that you're that happens that is in the ether that you're joking about then starts to almost become real because it keeps being talked about. It's like it follows and stuff. That's weird, right? Because we do that and that can happen with the internet now, which but that's nuts.
Oh, I won't be surprised if this ends up on Reddit and be like, oh, Geo God. Says nobody wants to make it. Well, but just
my name's Brendan Tomlinson. Is that work? Damn it.
Yeah. I was talking about SAG Digital. No, but we're back. We're still recording it.
No, good. Yeah. No, I'm glad you guys patched it up. But dude, Reddit's hilarious because it. Can I just want to say
this? If you ever like, because everybody says it's hard to get Lewis to respond. If you want him to respond to your messages, talk shit about him on your podcast. Every time he leaves me on red, I'm like, fuck, man. I guess that's the next topic.
I can only think that when we did it, I feel like I should have went outside and smoked with him, but I was too worried that I was going to get too high for the episode. I know he can smoke a lot, so I was worried. That's as much dirt as I have. And I probably shouldn't have told the abortion story. My bad, dude.
Dude, that was, first of all, people that was. People love the abortion story. We riffed on that pretty well. That was a good riffing.
It came up organically. I know it might have been weird for some people, but that's what happened.
We had a lot of good jokes on that abortion story.
Anyway, but that, disreceived, bitch. Yes.
Sweet. You know what's crazy? And I wanted to write this on social media. Of all these girls who are just like posting, like the dead babies in Hamas, the burning, the decapitating. And I'm like, yo, you got 3 abortions that I know about. Like, what are you talking about, dead babies? But I know once I go there, it's just like, you're pissing off 3 people. You're getting banned.
It's just the bannable thing. Yeah. And it's like, as somebody who was banned from Twitter for like 8 months before Elon took over.
It wasn't worth it.
I'm agreeing with the abortion ladies. I feel like, you know, killing a baby that can't scream yet is very different from killing a baby that can scream. Again, I don't know that to be true, just based on. I just want to say that as a disclaimer. I'm sorry that I said it to start, but it feels different.
Cult of Us can't confirm or deny this to be true. We are kind of retarded. So.
Next time, not legal clause. I don't know why you tried to do it in a legal clause and then using the fucking for our word.
Has Planned Parenthood has Planned Parenthood ever tried to like put a little microphone next to the vacuum before they stick it up? And then and if you hear like maybe a little bubbling or a little
or do they consider it like fish? We're like, well, they can't blink, so like they don't have feelings. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like one of those.
Fish don't blink.
Nah, they can. I don't know. They can.
Dude, for a brief moment, your powers of animal nature just ruined Gia. He's like, wait a second. Like, wait, fish can't. I'm pretty sure I've seen a shark blink. I'm pretty certain.
They don't have eyebrows, though. Like, they can't make facial expressions, so you don't feel bad for them. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
That is the thing.
I thought they had, like, 2 eyelids where it went, like, sideways and upways. Like,
yeah, no, they definitely could blink. That was just me being. That's 2 different things, yeah.
You're thinking of vagina. menacing in, I think.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's understandable.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's about, like lizard eyes. It's like it shades over sideways.
Yeah. Yeah. Mom, turn this off. Mom, turn it off. You've seen a vagina sneeze. It's like a blink. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
So
it's like 007. The intro.
Yeah. Yeah, the lens eye. The lens eye that comes in and folds into it.
Yeah. It's instead of 007 walking by, it's just a condom that got lost.
It's like, where am I?
Well, it still fits because that tunnel where the blood goes over is a perfect analogy for like the abortion. So it's like the,
true.
Only it's a baby turning. Like it's
the bullseye is on the vacuum hose. That's fucked up.
You guys didn't see the abortion stuff. You didn't see it even coming into this episode, did you?
Bam.
The abortion hot take at the end. No, no one did. Not even us.
I don't think we ever talked about abortion on my podcast. I think I need to make that a topic.
It's a regular thing on.
Make it a talking point every week.
Yeah. I don't think we talked about everything besides abortion.
Ah,
it's just
cowards.
We barely have women on. Yeah, I know. Well,
now I see.
It's my birthday episode this week, so I'm going to get drunk and talk about abortion.
Yeah, oh, what nice. If you were aborted? There you go. That's a perfect start. You're like, what if? Like, what would you be doing right now? Would you be mad? Would you upset? You know, like, yeah.
I'd be in a landfill. I'd be in a landfill
you'd be fucking deteriorated by now.
I hope 100%. That I would have made it to the sea, you know? I hope that I was thrown into a toilet or something and made it out to the ocean, guys, to not blink.
Eaten by a whale.
Fish. Yeah.
Right. But you probably just ended up in a septic tank somewhere, really, in all reality.
Septic tank? Yeah. I'm getting all. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd be drank eventually, right? Filtered, bleached.
Eaten
I mean, basically,
in Korea.
Like, yeah. Any high, you know, like model, I would just be that. I'd be bleached. I'd be skinny as fuck. I'd be made in Korea. You know, that kind of fun stuff. Yeah, no, abortion's a touchy topic for a lot of people, which is a perfect topic for us.
Nobody cares no more. Right now, with the Middle East going on, nobody cares about abortions right now.
Yeah, you can say whatever about a lot of things now, and it's getting overshadowed. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, yes, that's, of course, media, dictates.
All right, hard R on three. Ready? One.
One, two, three.
Just,
you can say it. I can't.
I gotta bleep that. No,
I can't.
I got a pass.
Yeah, he has a pass. We're way too white. I have no sleeves. I'm tatted up. I look like I'm going to a rally any minute. So I can't say that word.
My grandmother's black, so I could say it at least once a day.
Listen, I know. But this much white on the screen during it is a fucking problem now.
When there's not a black guy in the screen,
we'll Photoshop black guy in. Problem solved.
No,
boom.
What? Just some black? That's terrible. That's even more racist.
No one knows.
No, this is what we got to do. Send me a picture of your grandmother. We put that
Hold on. Let me just put the picture right behind me.
Yeah. I'll green screen it on the back.
Hold it up like she's a missing person and you're just like at the news conference.
I just go around with a shirt of my grandmother on my shirt.
What you should have is a punch card, because I think depending on it being your grandmom, it should have like a punch card. Every time you knock one out, you kind of come. Somebody comes by, just like, you know, that's for you.
Yo, I saw.
Dude, you're already all punched out, man.
Hey, you gotta buy.
I saw a great TikTok where it was a bunch of black people like stitching each other, just saying white, saying white racial slurs. Right. And it was a bunch and they're not great. Gotta be honest with you. Some are funny, but I want them to be better, but they're not. I'm bummed out. Anyway, it was like, it went on for like seconds, which is a long time. Right. And then it cut to that scene from Invincible where it's Omni-Man talking to his son and he goes, look what they need for just a fraction of our power.
Yeah, one of the funniest racist shit I've ever heard. Speaking of basketball, I was locked up, and like racist shit flies in jail. Like, except the N word. Like, if a white guy says the N word, then you know it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, but that's everywhere apparently.
Yeah. Oh no, but in jail. But no. But in jail, because I've seen people say the N word around black people and nothing happened to that person.
Oh, right, you're saying.
But I've seen it happen in jail and everything happened. Like I saw a guy get starved in solitary confinement, and they forced him to say it. They kept pushing his buttons over and over. Like, oh, say it, say it. And then he wouldn't say it for days. And then one day they just kept fucking with him, and he just yelled it out. And it was all, they starved him.
Did he sing it? Do you like it?
No, he just yelled it out. I was like, you motherfucker, stop, leave me alone, you know? And he was like a tall, like he was like a,
dude, he mass like N-word? Seven, he did a mass N-wording?
And it, with, and in the box, we call that a, we call that the worst inmates. And it's just me and him are the only light-skinned people there. There's 20 people. Right. I'm Dominican. He's white. Everybody else is
Did you just immediately turn on the black guy's side and be like, can't believe you said that?
Dude, I applauded. I was like, there you go, Tom. There you go. Let him know how you feel.
It's a fitting name for someone saying
the N-word
to me.
Tom. Yeah, right. Dude, I would have folded. If I was you, I would have folded in 2 seconds and behind the scene when I went to him in South Carolina for coming, like, hey man, just so you know, I think I pray, for you, but like I'm never ever gonna say that in public, just so you know.
That was an insane thing you did. Really, I mean, kind of what's happening to you is kind of fucked up. Like, we get it, but fucking nuts that you said that. Fucking really, like a worse time to say it could not have been. You really should have held back on that, and no, you can't have any food.
The craziest motherfucker in here.
And no, they would give him food, but they would take the main thing off, right? So they would leave him with the side, like the vegetables and like the mashed potatoes, but
that's so fucked.
Chicken patty and the roll. So it's just like you're just eating sides.
Right.
But there was when I was just like a general population, there was one TV, and it was like when like basketball came on, it was on all the time. And one old white guy just got so pissed one time, he's just walking by the TV. Nothing happened to him, but he just walks by. He goes like, what the fuck? Why is this fucking TV always on tree hockey? And I just fucking yeah. I never heard basketball game called tree hockey. And then hearing black people laugh at that was the funniest shit ever. Because everybody thought that was funny. It's tree. So there was probably some
that's
older.
That's so like, new older, to me.
all the young people thought that shit was funny. I don't think the older black guys thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that's a clever one. I'll give him that. It's definitely different.
Tree hockey.
Oh, speaking of hockey, did you see that guy gets essentially murdered on the ice in Europe?
Yeah,
by a black guy.
Was it a black dude?
100%.
Yo, did he kick him? Did he like roundhouse kick him?
Yeah,
that's murder.
I'm not kidding. It was. It looked like it. Oh, yeah. Did you not see this?
No.
Oh, I gotta pull this
up. They have to. It's straight up attempted murder. I'll find it right now. Hold on. No, it's not.
We're gonna cut this. It's fine. Not like just this little. But yeah, like I don't watch. Yeah, I didn't see the hockey thing because I'm living vicariously just even through basketball for basketball right now through a podcast. So no, I didn't see the hockey clip. But if he roundhoused him the way I think he did, straight up Jean-Claude Van Damme, probably backward, I imagine, right?
No. It's no, dude. I gotta pull it off.
No spinning back.
I just saw the steel picture of the blade, like his foot up and like right by his neck.
What else would he have done? I mean,
no, dude, you'll see. It's like, it was like he did it like on it looked like on purpose, dude. Because like they break it down a million times.
Well,
Adam Johnson.
Okay, yes, that's the player who died. Yeah. Hold on.
By the renewing of your mind.
Look, right. Yes. I think that's the picture right there. Yeah, like you see his foot like right in his neck. Oh, yeah, it's insane.
I'm just gonna pull it up.
Okay, I got it.
Oh, that's dope. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, so check this out.
Why does Canadian pause?
Why European.
Why does European hockey look like it's from the 1980s?
They got an.
Are they still under? Like, why I did this already looks old.
Like, they're still behind the iron curtain.
Like this looks old. Just to stop that. I'm sorry. I just need to point that out. I'm pretty sure that red is Soviet red. Like,
yeah, they have CCCP on their fucking jersey, yeah, bro.
Okay, sorry.
They have the leather helmets.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. Fair. Okay, ready? So it's, you see my mouse?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so it's this dude this dude. Okay, now, but watch how he's not like really tripped for his leg to exaggerate this high. Watch this. It's nuts.
Oh, I like this already. He's just going to jam off that guy. Yo. Oh, that is not, it can't be. He makes contact on purpose, grabs him, and then fucking.
Oh, no. That's, it looks
murder.
Like his blade. No. Look, his leg hit off the blade and jumped.
No,
off.
It doesn't. It doesn't at all. Watch. It doesn't at all. It completely misses his feet. Like, his feet are in front of him. See?
Yeah.
His feet are already cleared.
Don't make contact with each other.
It's already cleared. Yeah, his feet.
He either does not have control over that foot, which an argument can be made he does, or he did it on purpose. So it's
dude, it's like, so that, on purpose.
Swings, he could have easily tried to like hold, but he grabs on.
WWE drop kicked him in the throat. What are we talking about?
Holy shit!
You gave him that.
And it's wild because he walked off the ice under his own power. Bleeding, and then he just collapsed and died.
Holy, I seen him. It looks like he's holding the turnbuckle and stomping his foot three times.
Yeah, it looks like he's right doing the stone cold mud stomp, dude.
He's doing the sweet chin music.
Here's what we don't know is if that is a black player. We don't know if this guy said the N word loudly into a room.
Oh, that is true.
And this is his solitary confinement. We just don't know, guys. And that's what the facts of the case are right now. We don't know this story. It's still developing. All right. Like, we're not a fucking news source.
He's like, instead of sides, you get sidekicks.
Yeah, there we go. Boom.
But isn't that a fucking banana? Yeah, we have to. Actually, no, we have to bleep that out. But actually, bleep that out. because that YouTube might be gay with that. But like, it's fucking crazy, dude. It's really wild how he got fucking kicked in the throat. Like, Shredo kicked in the throat. shit was crazy.
I always thought about that. I'm like, even a puck just coming at you and just hitting you in like the throat or anything or in the neck, that's what fuck you.
Remember
up.
The first goalie you got cut in the throat back in like the 80s or 90s?
And I've seen that one. Video.
The reason that guy lived, by the way, because the trainer was like a fucking, I think, a ex combat medic. So he was like, oh, I know what to do. Fucking boom.
holding the juggler.
And he got the shit and he walked him out to the ambulance, like holding his fucking throat. Yeah, like properly and got him. That's why that guy lived. This guy was fucked. Like, unfortunately, he was just like pretty much DOA.
Well, maybe this is a Patreon question because I would like to challenge you guys. I feel like maybe we can take him and we'll clip it. Okay. So this is why I think that European sports are actually tougher than American sports. I now think about it. We just talked about basketball being kind of like, you know, a little more neutered. Football, we know, obviously needs to go because we don't want head injuries, you know, all that kind of stuff. Soccer is still, the fans are killing each other. On
fans are crazy.
Riots.
So, like hockey. Yeah. Like I just heard a story from a woman who is over the guys. She's like, I saw people beating up something in the street. Because it was the color of the opposing team. It wasn't something that had it on there. It just was green, and they
that's
hated
so
that
funny.
Color. So they
that's
beat
so
it up.
Funny, dude. But like, as a brain dead sports fan myself, like I get it. You know, like I'm like I get it. I'm like anything eagle green. I'm like fucking kill that.
No, you guys are dangerous. Exactly. And I think European sports kind of bear it that they are actually more tougher fan wise and sport wise now.
Oh, 100%.
Someone just got killed in fucking hockey. Yeah. Like,
you know, I thought it happened in the NHL because I saw NHL first, but it was an ex NHL.
No, you'd have to go back in time to 1987 to pull that footage. For whatever reason. I don't know why.
Early but, Fox.
I was waiting to see a picture of the goalie with the actual Halloween hockey mask on.
Yeah, with the Jason.
Like, what year is this? But like, I think it's, I don't know. Take what you guys think off air, man.
No, we could end the regular episode here and then go over to El Patreon.
Sports talk, but yeah, I like it.
By the renewing of your mind,
the recycling. It's a flesh body world.
Fluid.
Human.
Fluid.
Or slimy reptilian.
Hi, I'm International Man of Mystery Dan DePriel, and I'm one of the weekday comics. My friend Dave and I get paid to do comedy, believe it or not. But we're not allowed to tell all the jokes we want to tell. That's why we started this podcast. Join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. where we're going to talk about the news of the day and tell a couple of jokes that we just don't feel comfortable telling on stage. Hey, we don't have careers, so who gives a We take comics. Our podcast, where we'll give you the big bags of trash we were born to be and aren't allowed on the shows they pay us to do.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.